Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. It's your warrior, Cindy Gross, host of Cindy's Corner's radio show, bringing you timely topics in an informative and entertaining way. I'm so excited to be here tonight. It's great to be back after the Thanksgiving holiday, and because tonight we have our very first giveaway, which we'll be talking about during the shows. Two very lucky listeners and followers will be the winners of gifts courtesy of each one of our guests, and they will talk more about it when they are on. And what's very nice and exciting is tonight's theme is holiday planning, as it has been on the website, Madison's, and on my Facebook page. And from now until the end of the year, we're going to be celebrating the holidays with all kinds of tips with food and drink, entertaining, home decor, family entertainment. Because it really doesn't matter whether you are a progressive, a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, a libertarian, or you just don't care about politics. Everybody gets into the holiday mood one way or another. But we are going to start with my opening points with a little bit of politics. Like I said, it's great to be back. I hope you all enjoyed a relaxing and memorable Thanksgiving, sharing with wonderful friends and family, and creating long-lasting memories for generations. Tonight in New York, the Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony took place just moments ago. So, it is official. The holiday season is on and in full swing. We are so lucky in our great country, the United States of America, that we are able to celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas, Kwanzaa, or any other holiday we want, any way we want. We can even combine celebrating holidays or totally ignore them. But we have that choice in this great country, and we won't be chastised nor violated for doing it. I hope all of you have been following all the great food, design, entertaining, and gift tips in my holiday guide, which can be found on my Facebook page, Cindy Gross, or on Cindy's Corner's radio show on Instagram, in addition to the many Madison CPC media outlets. In a few minutes, you are going to meet two of the great participants. And what's unique about them is not only do they have stories of how they create and use this opportunity to share their talents, but they also give back, and they give back in multiple ways, which is a true celebration and meaning of the holiday, to be thankful, grateful, but not forget others. Tonight, I'd like to discuss an important matter in my opening statement. Today's points come from all corners that lead to Education 101. Are we acting as a nation like of preschoolers or as graduates with advanced degrees? Many of you have heard on the website my speech at Trump Tower regarding supporting Donald Trump, regarding his choices and what is going on before he takes office. He has been elected by the people and should have the same respect as any other president. I have been contacted by multiple outlets to comment on the choice of Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. As I can repeat in the foreword and afterwards of my best-selling book, Rubber Room Romance, you must research the money trails and influences of those who are feeding your brains the fool to engage in conversation that could later embarrass you or waste your time and energy. I'm going to share with you two incidents. An extreme anti-Trump blogger posted something that was quite questionable. It seemed realistic with a lot of fact. So, as a journalist, before I decided to discuss it, I seek to do some research, and I went to several different outlets, including the author themselves. I still have not received concrete evidence and continual research to actually make a comment and put it in writing. And as soon as I have it, I will share it. In another incident just today, CNN was sharing a story that harassment in schools skyrockets after elections. Teachers are reporting. On the internet, the story features a photo of swastikas with the words "Go Trump" and some other words that I will not repeat online. Upon reading the last paragraph, which I'm sure very few people actually open up the article on social media and read the entire story, it clearly stated, "This survey is not a scientific survey and does not represent a random sampling of teachers across the country. It was disseminated to teachers, staff, and other educators by Teaching Tolerance through a link on its website and, of course, its social media, and was shared by other education groups." Well, that raised a lot of questions in my mind, and it should raise questions in all of yours. The questions that ranged for me were, who are these groups that are working together with Teaching Tolerance? Are they ones run by the American Federation of Teachers or the National Association of Educators, who are so closely tied to Hillary Clinton? President-elect Donald J. Trump ran on a platform ending Common Core. Most people don't even understand what it represents or can even define it correctly. Trump also ran to end the Department of Education and send more power to state and local governments. Trump ran on school choice, vouchers, and extending charter schools while improving public schools, especially in the inner cities where minorities live and are so affected by the failure of those public schools. Drawing conclusions between Trump and his team have set one foot into their offices is simply stupid. We have the right to speak up only after the decisions are made and actions have been taken in a timely manner with transparency and accountability. Teachers, students, and parents are constantly opting out of testing and complaining about endless evaluations. Now it is the time for those same teachers, students, and parents to set a good example and evaluate fairly Donald Trump, Mike Pence, the Secretary of Education, DeVos, and all the others on the team of advisors. Those are my talking points from this corner. And now for some fun, food, clothing, gift ideas, and other goodies My first guest is Robin Naya Kinneret, and she is going to tell you about the variety of groups that she's involved with and all of her holiday celebrations. Robin,
hi, Cindy.
Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to hear from you.
Same here.
Good. I first would love for you to share with my listeners, and they are an international crowd, about a little bit about yourself and about your ties to all the various groups that you are involved with, including the Plaids and Patches, the Merrick Girls, and some of the work you've done with the Art Foundation with your daughter and her modeling, and why she, and what kind of a special modeling she special model she is.
Okay, I can address all three of those. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, my name is.
Let's start first telling us a little bit about your background.
My background. I grew up in North Woodmere, and that's how I know Cindy for all these years. And went on to college where I became educated and got a job in human resources. And at the age of 30, I decided that it was more important to raise my children than to go to work every day. And I became a full-time mom and did that for all the years that they were growing up. And now that they're out of the house, utilizing Facebook, along with my friends, we were able to start one of the most exciting pages on, at least I think, on Facebook, and it's called Merrick Girls Weekday Recipes. And anyone can join, and it has now 13,000 members, which started as a local page for women from Merrick, and it actually started over a Mahjong game, which I thought was pretty interesting. My friend Melissa was playing Mahjong with her girlfriends and turned to her friends and said, "What am I going to do with these chicken cutlets tonight?" And everyone was sick of making fried chicken cutlets or chicken parmesan, and she wanted to do something different. And someone said, "Well, throw it out on Facebook and see if you come up with any other ideas." And she went and she did that. And the next day, and she got tons and tons of responses, all different types of recipes. And the next day she was on the computer and she reached out to me and she said, "Robin, are you good with the computer?" And I said, "I'm pretty good. Let me see if I can help you." And the two of us together then started the page, Merrick Girls Weekday Recipes. And we invited everyone we know to join our page and ask them to ask their friends to join our page. And the next thing we knew is we had a group of about 200 people who were sharing recipes, sharing photos of the food they were eating, and also sharing restaurants that they went to. And
Robin,
mm-hmm.
I just want to stop you there for a minute. What I love about your the Facebook page is that it's not only recipes. It gives everybody ideas of the proper utensils to use, great sales on products for the kitchen, and great gift ideas, including for the holidays. And also had a presentations, which is so interesting because I just love the comments on them and the different ways that people don't ordinarily think that they could do it, and you make it so accessible to people from all over the country that it's just so interesting. So
Well, what makes the page so unique is because we don't yuck anybody else's yum. That's the one rule. We're here to encourage people, and not everybody is a five-star chef. They could be somebody who just is learning to boil water, all the way up to we do have some very famous chefs in our group who are participating. But everybody is meant to feel comfortable with posting, putting up pictures, or whatever they do. So the main rule is you can't yuck anybody else's yum. What's delicious to one person may not be as delicious to another, but you can still encourage the person by commenting, "Wow, you know," you don't have to say it looks amazing, just "Wow, great job," whatever. And the page was originally implemented as, recipe sharing. And as we continued to grow, there were other interests. Sometimes we play games and we'll do celebrity chef where you have to, we give you the ingredients, and during the week you have to make one dish that includes all those ingredients, and then we post everybody's together. And sometimes we'll just throw out a question, like I think tonight's question was, do you get a cravings for sweets after dinner, and how do you satisfy it? And I think I put that question up about 40 minutes ago, and I think I already have about 50, 60 responses.
I want to get into plans and patches also, because that is your latest venture, and it's so new and exciting, and they really are great gifts. I see from the short time you've been out already how many places you've been, how many stores you're getting into, and you were kind enough to offer one of our lucky listeners a sample of the goods from Plaids and Patches. So tell us a little bit about Plaids and Patches.
Well, Plaids and Patches started, again, everything always starts on I can do that. And one of my girlfriends was wearing a shirt, and I looked at her and I said, I love your shirt. And she said, oh, I got it at this store. And I said, oh. And I said, was it really expensive? And she looked at me and she paid well over $100. And I looked at her like, wow, that was a lot of money for that shirt. And I jokingly said to her, I can make that, and I can make it for a lot less. So I went and proceeded to get myself a flannel shirt. I proceeded to get myself an old vintage rock and roll concert T-shirt and a patch. And I made up a thing. And the next day when I met her and she saw it, she goes, oh, my God, you went to the store? I said, nope, I made it myself. And she laughed. And obviously I made it for less than hundreds of dollars. And then one friend wanted one, then another friend wanted one, and then my friend Carol and I were working together. She made one of them, and we decided that we would start this company called Plaids and Patches together with our daughters. And so my daughter Morgan is very involved in the company, along with Carol Siegel. And what we do is we take flannel shirts, and not only flannel shirts, we take sweatshirts, we take tank tops, whatever, and we put a T-shirt on the back of them, and which is something either a sports team, an old rock and roll band. I mean, for kids, we put on Peppa Pig and Hello Kitty, and everybody is welcome to go on to our Instagram, which is Plaids and Patches, and underscore Patches, and check out everything that we have. And we do special things for the bride. We do special things for the mother of the bride. Anything you can think of, we can create, as long as there's a T-shirt out there that says it.
I was going to ask you how my listeners can get it, but you did tell them. I am very excited, Robin. One of our excited listeners has been following and loves it. I'm going to bring her on the line to join us. And
okay.
She is the winner of one of your products. Also, I wanted to let the listeners know this is not just shirts. I understand you have other accessories. Please tell them a couple of minutes what you do have.
Sure. The other accessory that we have, and it's exclusive to a local handbag store, it's called Let's Bag It, is we're making these new handbags out of denim jeans. We're converting that to a handbag, and then we're putting themes of patches on them. So we've done the Grateful Dead. We've done the Rolling Stones. Right now, I think she has the makeup bag where we have appliques of different kinds of makeups and perfumes, and they're just really hip and cool handbags, and they're selling exclusively at Let's Bag It.
And one other thing I wanted to tell my listeners is that Robin makes, they're unisex and they're for all ages. So if you want to, let's say, give your whole family a custom-made Plaids and Patches design that you have, Robin can make them with Carol for every member of your family, which is quite unique in the gift-giving because it's always hard. A girl needs this, but they don't have it for the men. Or, you know, you could have an oversized person and then a small person. But because they're custom-made and because you can get them directly from Plaids and Patches online, you can really make like a family gift or a cute Secret Santa gift, which is really a great idea, an office gift if you, all the people in your office staff want to do it, and have it custom made for the business, which is one of the things that I find very unique and interesting. Rob, I'm going to put on the listener. We're not going to give her name or the information. I understand we're going to collect it from her when the show is over. She's going to give it to my my assistant. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hello and welcome. You are the winner of our exciting plants and patches giveaway. So you're going to hold on after the we get hang up with Robin. You're going to go on with my assistant, and we're going to get your information to send it to you. I hope you were listening to hear all about the exciting things that Plaids and Patches offer, and I hope you enjoy it. And Rob, if you have a few words, go ahead.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited because I've never won anything before, so or at least not, you know, not on calling in. But I just want to tell you how much I absolutely love your shirts. I think they are so much fun, and what I think is so cool about them is that they are great for people of all ages. I'm a school teacher, and so I think that's like a really fun way to connect with my students. And since I'm from Indiana, it's a fun way, a new twist on plaid. So I think it's a great idea. And you actually answered my question. I was gonna, you know, I was so curious about how you came up with that. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And do you follow us currently on Instagram?
Well, you know, I had seen things shared. I do follow the recipe website, which I have to tell you, on Facebook. I just love it because of all the real pictures that people put up there. You know,
right.
So many times, you know, you'll go and you'll see recipes and you look at the picture and then you make it and it doesn't look anything like that. And I just love that they are real pictures of real food as people make them, you know, so... So I've seen the shirt, you know, shared.
Right.
Because I've, you know, and Cindy's, I follow Cindy as well. And so I saw, the, you know, her promotions, and I just thought they were so cool. So very excited.
Well, thank you. And thank you for liking Merit Girls, because that's the theme is, you know, for real people making food for real families. And that's what it's really about. So it's not always the beautiful presentation of the food, or it's not. And some people do plate it beautifully. Don't get me wrong. But it's more about what you made and how you made it. And it's just, I mean, you know, if you're on the page, it's just like you almost feel like you have 100 cooks in the kitchen with you if you needed them.
Well, and I am one of those people who is kind of challenged in the kitchen. So
okay.
I really do appreciate it. It makes me feel better, you know, when, you know, I have some things I'm always like really excited when they turn out, and I also have my failures. So, you know, I just love that it's real food and real people, and it's a really fun page to be a member of. So thank you.
Robin, is this your first person that you're connecting with Plaids and Patches in Idaho? I'm sorry, Indiana?
Is that where she's from, Indiana?
Yeah, I'm from Indiana.
Wow.
Yes,
I'm in Indiana. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the first person I'm connecting with, yes. But you see, Merit Girls is in Indiana.
Yay.
And now Plaids and Patches will. Well, I'm going to ask our guest who won the gift to just hold on so we can get your information. I want to have my last few minutes with Robin, because Robin is not only somebody who has a business that we could relate to with holidays, but the true spirit of the holiday season is of giving and of working and of charities. And Robin has a really unique story. If she could tell for a couple of minutes about a couple of charities that she works with and why she works with them, because it's quite telling of what kind of a devoted mother she is, and that's what she brings to her business. So in a few minutes, to close it up, in the spirit of sharing great stories and successes, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm very proud to be the mom of 7 wonderful, wonderful children, 4 that are natural and 3 that are stepchildren. But one of my daughters, my natural daughter, Stephanie, was born and has cerebral palsy, and she never looked at it as a disability. We've always treated Stephanie as differently abled rather than disabled. And through all that, she's learned to live independently. She's learned to do everything for herself and is truly an inspiration to all, to me at least, and to many people who know her. Stephanie has become the first certified female CrossFit trainer with cerebral palsy, and she does training, and even though she can't necessarily do the exercise, she's able to communicate verbally, and because she has such great communication skills, she's able to tell the people what they need to do, even though she's not able to do it, and people love working out with Steph. And also, Steffi does work out, but she needs to adapt a lot of the exercises to her being in a wheelchair, and she has a huge group that she has developed throughout CrossFit of adaptive physical fitness through CrossFit. And she also started not a company, I don't want to say per se, but has taken on Adapt and Conquer. And it's branded because she also does motivational and inspirational speaking. I always said that when Stephanie was born, and all my kids are gorgeous, but Stephanie is beautiful. She looks like a young Brooke Shields. And I always said God gave Stephanie her looks and her ability to communicate because she was going to make a difference for people with disabilities. And she truly is. She's an advocate for people with disabilities.
The gallery sewing. That's what I wanted to do to close with, because we could end on a beautiful note.
Yes, Stephanie, like I said, and I am her mom, but she's beautiful. And I guess other people recognized that she was not only beautiful, but also capable. And she was just in a gallery exhibition here in Miami. It was down in Miami, and it was called the Bold Beauty Project. And they chose women of South Florida who were not only beautiful, disabled, but also successful. And my darling Stephanie was, right up front and present in this magnificent photo of her hanging on the gallery walls. And it was enough to make me cry when I walked into the gallery and saw it hanging there. She's just truly, truly an inspiration.
Well, I'm going to share that actually with our listeners, and we're going to put it through the Madison's website because it is so telling. And it goes to show that in the spirit of the holiday, you took what could be a negative and made it a positive in every what way. Please tell my audience again where they can find you and find both the Merit-Girls. First, tell the Merit-Girl information, and then we'll end with plans and patches.
Okay, if you would like to join Merit Girls Weekday Recipes, it's all on Facebook. Just do in the search bar Merit Girls Weekday Recipes, and it will come right up and bring you to our Facebook page. And we have to accept you, but that's not a problem. Everybody gets accepted. And there's also no advertising on our page. And the other thing is Plaids and Patches. Plaids and Patches is also on Facebook, and you can find it at Plaids and Patches. But we put much more on Instagram, and our Instagram is plaids and then _and_patches. And I'd love to have everybody follow us and, give us ideas for different shirts, things that you want us to make. And you know what? I got myself a sewing machine a month ago, learned how to sew, so I'm ready to go.
Well, I have to tell you, I've gone to a couple of fairs, and I've seen a couple of the pictures from the fairs. You have a huge selection for somebody who's been sewing for a month. I mean, that's pretty amazing. There's hundreds of items there, so congratulations on all the success.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Cindy. We do have a seamstress who does sew for us, too. And, if you're a lucky girl, maybe on your birthday, which is the day before mine, one Plaids and Patches might be on its way.
Okay, you're giving away too many. I don't usually get personal on this, but you've given away a lot of our little secrets tonight.
There you go.
It's a pleasure. Robin, it was such a pleasure because everything about what you do is in the holiday spirit. It's the food, it's the family, it's the friendships. I mean, you do this with Carol and all your friends, and if it wasn't for Friends with Ideas, none of this would come about. And it's for the celebration of giving and sharing and remembering and just beautiful smiles. So thank you so much for joining us tonight on Cindy's Corners radio show. And to your listeners that are following us, thank you, and I will speak with you soon. And we are about to go to our first commercial. Thank you.
Okay. Can we talk now?
So, you're still using the hotel website with the gentleman that played Captain Kirk and Denny Crane, or the goon with the beard and the strange uniform, or the talking lawn gnome to book hotels, car rentals, bed and breakfasts, or cruises. Are you kidding me? Let me let you in on something. You're not really saving money with those. Those are the new retail. Why pay retail when you can book your travel accommodations and pay wholesale? In fact, up to 75% off of standard pricing. Snazzy Traveler is the travel equivalent of the big box wholesale members clubs. But you don't have to go and look for a parking space and wait in line to check out. You can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on travel. And best of all, it's like having the services of concierge for just 27 cents a day. I'm serious. Snazzy Traveler has all the hotels and B&Bs you're looking for and more besides. They have all the top car rental companies and cruise ships and tours. But if you want to save big money and get great service, there's only one way you can get the deals I'm talking about. Go to our website, MadisonCPC.com, MadisonCPC.com, scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the Snazzy Traveler banner ad and get signed up. You'll soon discover why Inc. 500 rates Snazzy Traveler America's fastest growing travel website. Be smart. Be snazzy. Don't pay retail. Snazzy Traveler.
Welcome back. I know you enjoyed our first guest, and coming on now is a very special lady who's products premiere today on Zulily.com, and she has been recognized by so many organizations sharing the holiday spirit for her great work. Welcome, Diane, to our show, and tell my audience who you are and your company.
Hi, Cindy. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me to become a guest on Cindy's Corner on your radio blog, and I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. My company is KIDZ, that's K-I-D-Z, Entertainment Inc., and I've created numerous picture books that are musical, entertaining, and interactive, and I've created coloring books, companion coloring books, and I've created what I call 3-in-1 Cuddly Fun, which is a muff handbag plush animal with a patent pending, and that's what's being featured on Zulily as we speak. And in addition, I've taken some of the designs from my coloring books, and I have created kids' tees. I've packaged the T-shirts with their white T-shirts with just a black design, and they come with the washable markers, and it makes a wonderful arts and crafts project for the children. Kids love it, the teachers love it, the parents love it, because what happens is that with the washable marker, they can draw and make their creation, and then it comes out in the laundry without harming any of the other clothes, and then the kids can draw over and over again. So it really is just, it's just doing fabulously, and I'm very happy to say we're having a great year.
That's so much fun, and I have to tell you, I've been promoting it, and everybody who sees it, first of all, the little girl in the picture with the reindeer. Oh, my God, it's so cute. Tell us a little bit how you got started in getting started with that and where people can find it.
Well, you can find this on my website, which is KIDZ, K-I-D-Z, entertainmentinc.com. I have all the products up there, so you can definitely purchase it on the website. And I have it in various stores around the country as well, boutique-ish type of stores. I have a bigger online presence than I do in the retails right now because this is brand new. And the way actually that I got started doing all of this is to see I'm a songwriter. And a local filmmaker from Belmore actually had approached me and she was doing a documentary regarding show dogs. And so she asked me if I would write the title track to the documentary. And that's how this all got started. I wrote my first song called, first song for a documentary, that is, called When You Own a Show Dog. And I submitted it because I'm part of numerous organizations. One of those organizations is the Songwriters Guild of America. This is the oldest and most prestigious songwriting organization in our country. And for their 75th anniversary, I submitted the song in their birthday contest. It was a national contest, and believe it or not, first I won the Eastern Seaboard because there are five regions in the country. And then the winners from the regional contests went into the national contest, and I took best song in the USA in the children's novelty class with my show dog song. And so that's how it got started. And I started developing the lyrics of the songs into picture books. So what I did was I included a song at the back of the book, but I also included a very easy-to-read music sheet so that a beginner could sing along or play along, and as you flip the pages, you sing along to the words. But each book has to send a message. For example, the show dog book has, actually this is a little bit more educational, in that there's a fact on each breed that's illustrated. So my show dog and my show cat books are in that vein. But then I wrote another book called I Can't Seem to Find My Tail, and that's about children, friendship, getting along with each other and helping each other out, which I think is a very important message that we need to send today. You know, when we plant these seeds in children when they're very young, hopefully, you know, it'll sprout, it'll take root as they grow. So then my next book after that was called Rescue Hero, and that's basically about animal rescue and adoption. And again, planting the seeds, you know, for children to love all of God's creatures. So that's how we got started.
Well, we actually met through local politicians who raved about all the organizations you work with and you donate to, especially at the holiday season. And one of the things I'm trying to do through my holiday guide of tips is try to share with the audience, not just people who want to take. And, of course, it's a lot of fun to get gifts and to celebrate and to, you know, party. But it's also to remember those that may not be as fortunate or maybe aren't home for a holiday. So tell us a little bit about some of the charity work you've done and some of the organizations that you've given some of these tokens to.
This year alone, I try to find charities each year to donate to for those children that are less fortunate. So this year alone, I've already donated to Rise to Grace and Toys of Hope. And I've donated to the Bay Improvement Group. They donate to, I can't tell you the location of it, but it's a women's shelter of battered women and children. I've donated to so many organizations, a local one here called The Christmas Story, which I really can't tell the location of that one either, because, you know, a lot of times the situation is such that they don't want to, you know, advertise that. And
okay.
I've donated to, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you know the organization Women of Substance. I've donated to them this year as well. And all of these donations go to all the needy children. Well, as I said, those that are less fortunate. So you've donated quite a bit this year already.
That's why we love you, and that's why you are so recognized for your work by so many organizations who write you up and so many politicians. Do you work alone or do you work with other people?
With reference to the donations? Like, for
no,
example...
No, to with the production of the goods, the books, the stuffed animal, et cetera.
Well, it's my company, so I some of the things I have manufactured here, I would love to bring all the manufacturing back here if I could, and some of the manufacturing I do overseas. It depends on what I'm manufacturing at the time, but I always have local people because a lot of times, you know, I sell something out so fast and I need to get it in fast. So I do work with local people here in the States as well as overseas. But you mentioned politicians. One of the things that I just recently did on Halloween, we had our local assemblyman, Brian Curran. He had a Halloween festival in Baldwin, and I bought many of my stuffed animals and my little purple handbags, and I gave it out to all the children that attended. So
that's so wonderful. And you couldn't take a better assemblyman to work with because he's just the best. He's a true patriot. He is a true constitutionalist, and he cares about everybody. It's what he says with that smile. Every politician should be like that. So you picked the right one to work with. Tell us a little bit about some of your holiday celebrations and how you're so busy sharing and giving. How are you going to celebrate the holidays?
Well, my children will be home from college. I have two children in college. So we're going to get together probably at one of my relatives' house, and that will be easier for me because I only have to make one or two dishes. And I celebrate both holidays. So I'm a half breed. Mm-hmm. So I'm Christian and I'm Jewish. So I celebrate both holidays, and it's great because I have the best of both worlds.
Well, we are so lucky, as I said in my opening statement, that we live in a country. You could celebrate Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Hanukkah, or you could celebrate none of them. And you can decide how you want to celebrate them, which is something that we should appreciate. So you're very lucky, and you are the example of my opening statement. How long have you been doing this?
How long have I been working with Kids Entertainment Inc.? I started the business around 2006. I had a couple of hiccups. You know, 2008 the economy crashed. 2010 we had Hurricane Irene, and then 2012 we had Superstorm Sandy, where I just lost my whole inventory. So I have had a couple of hiccups, but now, you know, each time I get back on my feet, I'm better and I'm stronger.
I'm going to make you even stronger because one of our listeners is a lucky winner of one of Kids Entertainment's presents for Christmas. And I'm not allowed to give out the name, but I see her location. It looks like it's from the Midwest. You are the lucky winner, and you are on the phone with Diane Baumann of Kids Entertainment.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Hi!
Hi!
Who am I speaking with?
This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. You're calling from the Midwest?
Okay. I'm sorry?
You're calling from the Midwest? Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Yes, because we're not allowed to give locations because my producers don't want to have any problems with that, but yes. And she actually was one of the people that followed the promotions and called in on time and was picked randomly to win the beautiful reindeer that has been publicized and is on Zulily today.
Well,
so,
Crystal, I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much,
yes.
And I hope you enjoy it very much.
Thank you. You
know what's really nice about the reindeer is that it's the reason why I call it 3-in-1 Cuddly Fun is because it's a muff, it's a handbag, and it's a plush animal. And there's nothing quite like it on the market, which is why I have a patent pending on it.
Well, it is adorable. I mean, I like all your stuff, though. The T-shirts, that's a really great idea, too. I would have loved that as a kid.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a big hit.
Well, thank you. Please hold on, and my producer will get you, and we'll get your information so we could send it out to you in time for the holidays. And thank you for listening and following Cindy's Corner and for following the promos for Diane and Kids Entertainment.
Well, thank you. Thank you both.
You're very welcome. Have a happy holiday.
Diane, so that must have been a little exciting hearing someone from the Midwest calling in for it and has been following.
It absolutely is. I'm thrilled. That's wonderful.
And you know what's good about, I have to ask you, what what age ranges do you feel are best for these? The muff handbag and plus what?
You know, I'm gonna say 4 to 8. But you know, Cindy, the children here in the metropolitan area, you know, they mature a little bit faster, I think. So I would think that in the Midwest, you might be able to even extend it to 9 or 10 years of age. And I have to be honest with you, I have some adults that use it also. As a matter of fact,
you
somebody just bought one for their fiancé, and they put the engagement ring inside.
Oh, that is so cute. And when you know what it reminds me of also? It's like wearing it together with like a snuggle. It's so warm looking, especially in cold weather. I could just be sitting with it like as a stuffed animal drinking hot chocolate.
Oh, yes. It's snuggable, huggable, and lovable.
And is it machine washable?
Absolutely. Well, I don't wash it in the machine. I wash it in wool light.
Oh, that's great, though. And then how do you dry it?
Just let it air dry. I mean, you can use your hair blower on it because the material is 100% polyester. It's a microfiber. It's a beautiful, smooth microfiber. But the face is all embroidered, so you want to be careful with the face. So that's why I would just hand wash it and then just air dry it and use the hair blower.
And what's cute is, I mean, now, of course, we're doing the seasonal stuff, but you have samples that you're selling that are year-round. So, and I'm sure as seasons change, you change them according to season so that people could use them in the summer and in the spring.
That's right. It does, believe it or not, it does sell year-round. I did very, very well up in the northern part of our country. In the summertime at all the resorts, it was just selling like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is wonderful. And again, please tell my audience exactly where they can find you and all of your products.
You can contact me and you can see all of the products and you can even purchase them at www.kidz.com, and so that's where you'd be able to find everything.
And people, remember, if you go online and you order it, you'll have it in time for the Christmas holidays or the Hanukkah holidays, because this year Hanukkah is late. It's at the end of December, just like Christmas, so they could be filling up stockings and sitting around a Hanukkah menorah. So
that's right.
Thank you again. And even if you're going to celebrate Kwanzaa, it's also at the end, so you have time for it all. And
exactly.
Thank you for joining us. Any last-minute things you'd like to share with my audience?
Yes, you know, Cindy, you don't really need this only for a holiday. You can buy this as a gift for any time of the year because it can be used right through to, like I said, to the spring. In the evening, it's cool. And as far as my books are concerned, a book is a wonderful gift to give anyone at any time for any reason whatsoever. So you don't have to have just a special event. You can buy it at any time, get them at any time. I find that it's better to get the kids reading books instead of sitting with their little devices, you know. I think that kids need this. The kids need to read, and they need to start at a young age so that they'll hopefully, you know, stay on that track as they get older.
Well, you know, most kids' brains are developed by the second grade. So as they are trained pre-K and K and setting examples at home shows the patterns that they have the rest of their life. So I could not agree with you more. And I'm glad you brought that up because even though we're saying holiday, guys, your products are really year-round. I just happen to love your promotion with a girl in the red cape with the reindeer. It's just so cute, and she just looks so warm. But you're right. You have white bunnies. You could use those for Easter. You could always use them for children's birthday parties. They're great even if you want to give them as party favors for kids because they
That's
are
right.
reasonably priced.
That's right.
So
and I can also say that I have puzzles, and the arts and crafts are even wonderful for special needs children.
That's really wonderful. You see, I like to have on my show guests that think of these things because special needs and learning disabilities and people maybe that have different economic backgrounds or social backgrounds are often forgotten, especially around holiday time. So for people who think of others, They really are the true meaning and spirit of what Madison's and Cindy's Corners tries to do and educate. So I cannot thank you enough again, Diane, for everything. And we will get out the gift to our listener. And thank you again for all your good work, for supporting all of our patriots and our Republicans that you do support, because I know you do, and for all the children you work with, because I know that's really where it all starts for you. And have a very happy holiday season.
Thank you so much, Cindy, and the same to you. And again, thank you for having me as a guest on your show.
Everybody, we're going to have a brief promotion, and then we'll be back with our closing words. Thank you.
Madison's Constitutional Protection Corporation and Open Rebellion Radio are proud to announce a new show, The Voice of Reason, with your host, Michael Murphy, senior staff writer with Madison's, will air at an internet connection near you each Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central. Each week, we will take a look at some of the top issues and stories in the news, and then take a look at specific subjects and events in depth. Always at the forefront will be the Constitution, the Republic, and our responsibilities as we try to help steer the nation back to foundational principles. It is not for us to expect Congress or a president to do our job. George Washington said, "The Constitution of the United States, its only keepers, the people." Likewise, when Ben Franklin was asked what sort of government they had given, he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Keep is a verb, and a verb requires action. The mission of Madison is to articulate how and why the Constitution is an asset for all. It is never a liability. Please join us each week and become a partner in this effort.
Welcome back. I have to tell you that I don't usually end with closing words or closing statements, but there has been so much follow-up to my opening statement with education that my producers just handed me some notes that they feel that is important and timely to share. So before we close, I just want to share that a listener contacted the studios and heard my opening points and related some words that she heard, read from a piece from Bill Donahoe, leader of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights, on a just published piece article that is on the social media, citing the role of the Southern Poverty Law Center's role in politicizing hate crimes, especially when impacting the 2016 presidential election on our nation's schools. It cites 2,500 educators. But again, it's a survey that is not scientifically valid for the same reasons that I gave in my opening statement, because it was not a random sample, but rather it includes only those educators who subscribe to its newsletter and have their same bias without sharing full details and actual facts from all resources. And I also have heard from my producers that several educators have called in about Donald Trump and about supporting him. And some of those that have called in claim to be targets of age discrimination and being pushed out of jobs, yet refuse to support Donald Trump either before, during, or even now, before he's even taken one step in Washington, D.C., into the White House. They keep complaining about Trump on social media and using words like schmuck or tyrant to describe him, when they themselves should be the very first on the lines with open arms to welcome him and look to see an opportunity. And as Trump has said on the campaign trail, what have you got to lose to try? They are the actual victims of discrimination and the problems within the education system. So please, again, follow me on Facebook, Cindy Gross, on Instagram, Cindy's Corners Radio Show, on Twitter, Cindy Gross, And remember, my best-selling book, Rubber Room Romance, is available through Madison's and on Amazon. And remember to follow my articles routinely on MadisonCPC.com. There will be many more holiday guide tips, many more articles about my guests upcoming. I will be featured about the live auction that I attended yesterday of the Estate of Maureen O'Hara that was in collaboration with Turner Classic Movies and Bonham's Auction Galleries in New York and the Society of Movie Memorabilia. And from my corners to all of yours, I wish you a very good night, and I will see you next Wednesday here at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.